What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Staying Christian podcast. My name's Eli Chamley, and that's my good friend Gavin Hobbs. We're here to bring you a podcast episode, the second one ever on video.
Unlike no other. This is going to be a podcast unlike no other you've ever heard in your entire life, period.
I sure hope so. We better bring something interesting to the table, because we've just got weird outfits, weird personalities.
Everything's pretty much weird.
Yeah.
Except for our audio. Our audio's good. Or so we've been told.
We have been told that. It's been nice.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to jump right in. Thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoy it.
Yep.
So, how you doing? You know, you doing good? Good, because you're not really that good, you know.
Oh, snap.
Neither am I, dude. We're all kind of bad. Just not very good at anything. I do a lot of praying now, which is probably good for someone who's a Christian.
That's ideal.
It really is, considering you want to build the relationship with God. But I started realizing more and more, that I was like, oh, you know, God, help me do this thing, which is probably the right thing to do. Oh, look at me. I'm so good. I'm doing the right thing. But what I mean is, we can't really do that much good without God. You know, in fact, I think it was Christ who said to the rich young ruler when he said, why do you call me good? When he says, good teacher. You know, why do you call me good? There's no one good but God. Right?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about that, and I'm like, I really can't do much of my own will that brings about goodness. You know, I can imitate goodness, but without God, you know, there, really, I think it's...
I mean, yeah, I think that's good. I think a lot of people would, like, some people would argue on that, like, oh, we are good, you know?
Yeah.
Humans are good.
Not really,
you know? But, like, I don't know. I feel like that argument, I'm just imagining what people are going to say.
Right, no, that's
to this. But, like, people would say, I feel like that argument comes down to maybe we were good in the beginning, you know, when God first made us.
Well,
he made us and said
we were good.
Right. But then we ate from the tree of good and evil, you know, and then things, that was the fall.
Right.
You know.
And in the raw sense of the word perversion, we perverted ourselves.
Yeah.
You know.
So, like, I feel like maybe there is, God put a piece of us in each of us, and I think that's the
Put a piece of him in each of us?
Piece of him in each of us. And I feel like that's the good that is in us. And then there's that other verse that also says, you can move mountains, you can do all these things, but it is nothing without love.
Right.
Which I feel like that's pretty much what it is, you know? So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that the fact that God is love, really, you know, it's like, oh, that's sort of debatable. There's a lot of, oh, God's love, 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 and everything's fine.
Love.
Right. But what I mean is, you know, there's a lot that we can kind of attribute to ourselves. Like, oh, I'm so talented with this, you know, and then we let our pride get in the way with it. It's like, that's a gift God's given you, you know.
Right.
That's what I mean to say.
There's even there's a verse in a John Bellion song. He's like, I'm such a fan of myself or something. He's like, and I would like to say that I am... I have talent, but he gave me the brain.
Right.
So it's like,
gave me the brain.
He gave me the brain.
Right.
What can I even say?
Right. Yeah.
So. Yeah. So anyways, I feel like that's good.
That's good.
We're really not good without him.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think it's always good to come back to, you know, being grateful for all those things.
Yeah.
And being able to be good in him, you know, and have our identity in God. You know?
Yeah. Yep. And I think you're like, oh, I did this good thing the other night or the other day and this thing happened. It's just like, I know, but like God, the Bible says only God sees the intentions, real intentions of someone's heart.
True.
You know, it's like, what are you don't even know your heart, it says.
Right.
So
were you doing that to get so-and-so to notice?
Yeah, exactly. Right. What are the actual intentions behind that?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel like that's exactly right.
God sees the heart.
Yeah.
We see the exterior.
Yep.
Like Simca said in our last interview. Shameless plug.
So, yeah. Yeah, sum your thing up. We're not good.
Not really, no. Can do nothing good without God. We're just a pile of dust. All right, so this was the verse I heard today. I thought it was really good. He said, it's from Lord Remind Me by John and Valerie Guerra. And the verse is, when I hear the news and hear another war has just begun, and I wonder if God's... when I hear the news and hear another war has begun, and I wonder if God's on the side of either one. I hear bullet, nail, or handcuff. He bore them all. And in the light, my heart's as dark as anyone's. You know, and I was like, ooh. And wow. That was, Lord, remind me that the shepherds heard the angels break the silence in that field, that the wise men found a baby and they could not help but kneel, that the one who heard our weeping became a child in a manger sleeping. Lord, remind me, because it's Christmas and I want to remember. But it's not just, because I'm Christmas. It was like, because it's Christmas, I want to remember, you know?
Hmm. Wow, that's
really
cool.
Like that. And it wasn't like, I wasn't like, oh, this is going to be for the song segment. Right. But the fact the there was that all that stuff happening today,
mm-hmm.
and then there was that line about my heart's as dark as anyone's.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, I'm not as good as anyone else.
Yeah,
you know, and I've listened to like Jordan Peterson and stuff. He was talking about how easy it was for people to become the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they think they're doing good.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, I think they're doing so good that they're better than everyone else.
Right. And so I was like, man, I could be doing horribly and not know it. You know, it's a good thing I'm, good thing. I'm so proud of myself. But like, I want to try and find the right thing.
Yeah.
I think that's God. So
yeah, that's
what
good.
I'm doing.
Cool.
I don't know if that's going to go on anything.
I liked that. You're going to have to crop into like your face there because I was wiping my nose. Ghastly news I am bringing to you. Why? Because I'm repping my NASA shirt. My sister actually got this for me. Pretty legit.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, it's a pretty wicked black hoodie with NASA over it.
And in case you look up the logo, it's the worm logo.
Yeah,
not,
it's the worm
not
logo.
Not the globe.
For all you nerds out there. Anyways.
Now you got to look it up. What's a worm logo? Yeah.
Besides the worm logo on my shirt, my hoodie, did you know? I read this in Instagram recently, so clearly it's a verified source.
Gotta be true.
Nerve fiber length in human brain is about 850,000 kilometers. That's a lot of kilometers. Okay, and just for so you understand how big that is, the distance from the Earth to the Moon is 384,400 kilometers.
So 384,000.
And our nerve fiber length is 850,000.
So that's a lot more.
That's twice.
That's more.
Over twice.
A little more than twice as long.
So as far as the astronauts went on their way back and forth from the moon is about how long the human nerve fiber length is, which is absolutely mind-boggling.
It's mind-twisting and unraveling.
Yeah, exactly.
It's mind-unraveling.
Okay, this is...
this is bad.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Just like, not to be all preachy and like bring it back to God or something
God
stupid.
Made that!
But God made that.
Yeah.
You know? He made this mind that has these little nerve endings that have an insane length.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we can think, you know? We have this crazy amount of nerves up there. I don't know. It blew my mind when I read it. I was like, what? So thought maybe you guys would be interested. Maybe you aren't. And you don't care about that. But I do. So therefore, I brought it.
Wow. You're so smart and intelligent.
That's why I have this music playing to help me seem more smart and intelligent. So I'm going to do something that usually we don't do on a podcast. I'm going to refer to another podcast I was listening to and say you guys should go listen to it as well because I think it's a good podcast. The podcast is called Unpopular Opinions, and it's two like married young ladies talking about God and Christianity, and
it's pretty refreshing.
It's
really great to have the other genders, you know, ideas,
right, like just him and
their point of view, because we talk with a lot of guys, a lot of guys our age, and then a lot of older guys, and hearing how ladies feel about even like the positions in marriage, how they feel about...
They even talked about feminism and stuff, which was interesting. Yeah. And I've never really heard a whole lot of females talk about that. So that was intriguing to me. Anyways, they're a good podcast. You guys should go check them out for sure. But I got something from their podcast, believe it or not. They're reading in Matthew 6, and it was interesting because I listened to this a second time while I was doing dishes. And it said Matthew 6, verse 7, "And when you pray," this is Jesus talking, "when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray." And then he actually gives the Lord's Prayer. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't know, that's kind of refreshing to me. That is just, he's just like, hey, you don't have to repeat things.
Yeah.
I know what you want, mm-hmm. you know? Not to say don't ask or whatever, right. but he does say ask and ye shall receive. But also he's like, you don't have to, don't babble about this. And it says before this, go into your closet or whatever and mm-hmm. go and actually pray. You don't have to do it. Don't do it out loud in front of everybody. This is between you and me,
it is special.
You know?
Yeah, I used to have a lot of, well, I still kind of do, have a lot of problems with praying. It's been one of those things that I've kind of slowly had to learn a lot. And I coming upon that realization, he knows what I want. I don't have to babble on for hours right. for him to, you know, like, please grant me this. Maybe if I say it enough times, he will. It's like, no, he knows.
Right.
You know?
And then it's like the, oh, maybe if I make it into this eloquent speech or whatever, it's right. like, then God will listen. It's like, no, it's just, I feel like it's
he's
just
not
like,
impressed.
Right.
He gave you the ability to speak. So,
right.
you
yeah,
know,
he gave you the brain.
The other thing is not falling too far into the trap of he knows what I want and just not saying anything ever, which is something I used to do.
Yeah,
like, oh,
like,
God
nope,
knows.
He knows.
God knows what I'm thinking about. So he's going to
no
know.
Use.
But it helps to ask. It proves that you're giving enough thought and effort into the request for God to hear you.
You know?
Instead of just being like, oh, I'm just thinking about it. Think about it really hard, God. Please listen. But it's like you're actually having a conversation.
Yeah.
And
I feel like one thing to remember too, at least for me, this is good. I'm talking about this and I'm actually getting stuff. It's like, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be. It can just be something short. Like mm-hmm. God said, Jesus said, doesn't have to be short. Keep it short right. and sweet, you know? And then it gives you that prayer that's like not even a minute long or whatever. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. Maybe just something I got that right. maybe you guys would benefit from that. So,
that's good. So, I notice a lot of time we say God's in control. We say things like that. But how often are we actually living that out?
Right.
You know, how often are we getting up, trusting God wholly with the day and saying, here I am, Lord, I'm going to go do what you ask me to do. And, you know, the consequences are the consequences. Not so much that we're not careful, you know, but, you know, we always want to be smart. And we want to use wisdom. Wisdom is the great key that's mentioned in Proverbs, and Jesus talks about wisdom all the time.
Right.
But what I mean is, perhaps it's just been me getting really frustrated, but I've noticed a lot of just unkeenness to get together. Oh, that was probably the wrong
well,
word.
Well, no. I feel like that works. Yeah, like, I mean, I've seen it definitely in our own church. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's been like this kind of, well, rightfully so in some cases, you know, because of COVID and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But because that's going on right now.
Right. We actually have that in a lot of our members here. But there definitely does seem to be so much opposition
right.
to meeting together and getting together and fellowshipping. It seems like it's near impossible to
right.
do, not only because of COVID cases, but because it just seems like
nobody wants to.
And there's a lot of opposition towards it.
Right.
It's just crazy.
And you know, that makes me want to get up on a soapbox, be all frustrated and be like, what are we doing? This is shameful, you know? And in some instances, I have been doing that, you know, hashtag no shame. but there's definitely safety there. You know, we got to be like, all right, we got to be safe with this, right? But then I remember that God commands us to meet, to have fellowship with each other.
Right.
You know, and to exhort one another and love to love and good works. And it's like, if we're not actively making an effort to at least try, maybe it doesn't always have to be in person, you know, but maybe I just haven't seen it. don't know. Maybe I'm just frustrated because of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good to hear, at least from me specifically. It's like, we need to be getting up.
Right.
And getting after that, because even when COVID isn't here, it's hard to not, to get up and meet with people.
Right.
And especially, I don't want to be like, especially for me, but... Yeah,
yeah,
I know for me, I don't know how anyone else feels, but I have a hard time being around people sometimes because I'm somewhat of an introvert, and in the very strict definition of introvert, to where I don't like, I don't know, I like safe people.
Well, for example, we have this meeting we're doing in the mornings,
right?
And it's only the second week of us getting up and doing it in the mornings, and I find myself dragging my feet just to get out the door and walk down on time.
Right.
You know?
I mean, it's early in the morning, but... Come on, it's one time a week, and we feel like it's the end of the world to wake up at 5 a.m. and come
to be
down
with
to
each
a little
other.
Studio
right.
and fellowship and read something and try to gain God from it.
You know, and I guess what I'm saying is we should really be trusting God, and if we really love him and we trust that he loves us like he promises, then we should be doing more.
We should be, you know? We should be meeting more.
We should be proud and not scared out of our wits, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I hope that came across correctly. I'm not trying to put anyone down or say anybody should be uncareful, but it's been kind of weighing on me. I feel like it's important to recognize that.
Yeah, we do need to be told. Just, you know what? Sometimes we just got to meet just to, because we go for so long without having the Spirit of God. Sometimes I feel like that you almost are just like, okay, well, this is how it is.
Right.
Maybe. And then you just aren't able to get a taste of that with of that fellowship, but when you do, it's good.
Anyway, hey guys, welcome back to the new music segment where we bring you new music. And for some reason, why do we do it? I'll tell you why we do it.
Because we want to.
Well, that, and we find it refreshing to hear different points of view on things, like, and
like music. And we like new recommendations on new music.
Pretty much just anything.
Yeah.
But music especially.
Yep.
This segment's for music. So we had a few people send in their songs, their music recommendations to us, which doesn't usually happen and is pretty interesting. Usually we're just babbling about, here's what I got out of this song, blah, blah, blah. But now we get to hear some other people. So
now we get to hear what you guys have to say. Shameless plug, you guys can send in y'all songs.
Shameless plug.
If you want to.
Yeah, you guys can. We have an email, stayingchristian@gmail.com, and we're on Instagram @stayingchristian, and now we're on Twitter @stayin. Stayin Christian, because apparently you can't do all of it.
Yeah.
So do you want to do...
Yeah, I'll go ahead with my person first real quick. So we had a listener email in. Thank you so much. She likes our podcast, obviously. here's, I'll just read what she said to us. She said, so I'd like to suggest a word for the opposite. No. That's the wrong place.
A little further down.
Well, yeah, it's a little further down from this email. Okay. We can cut that out.
I do email, so he doesn't know what's going on.
I would like to suggest a song, an old one by Rich Mullins. While the Nations Rage. I listened to it the other day and love the message, especially today as we hear and see the unrest in our country and the world, and how I've struggled to not worry or become embroiled in political issues / sides. The message is simple. Our God has risen and he lives, and our strength and focus is him. Our prayers and our love, and this changes the world.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, so that's really good, actually.
While the Nation Rages?
Yeah, it says, it's While the Nations Rage by Rich Mullins.
Yeah. And so, I'll add that to our playlist, which...
will be linked in the show notes description below.
Yeah. All of the links.
All of them.
I haven't looked up the lyrics to that song.
I've listened to it. My parents used to play, like, Rich Mullins on repeat. So it's... While the Nations Rage is a good one. I'll just look it up. You go ahead.
Okay. Another listener sent in a song. Are we doing names? Are we telling people's names?
I wasn't planning on it, just for like privacy reasons.
Okay. Well, I guess you guys will know who you are. This song is called Take Over by Wild. That's capital WYLD. I've heard this song before, and I thought it was pretty funny that it was sent in. He says, not only is it a catchy song to get down to, it really reminds me where my identity is found. It's not found where I often think it is, like the way I think others perceive me, but what my father made me to be. And he quotes the lyrics. It says, I was made out of clay, imago Dei. You know my name, yeah. A piece of art in your gallery. You shaped my mind and personality. And all this love that's coming out of me is because I was created by one who himself is love. I fade away and my father... I fade away, me and my father becoming one. It's like we're meant to be. I find myself in you. Anyway. I really like that one too. Because it's... I think both of these songs are more about our identity in God. You know? In not relying on other perceptions and other like just things that draw us away from our true identity,
which is in Him,
which is in God.
And like this listener, she's like, yeah, I don't have to worry, I don't have to be fear, I can just have peace in Him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really great.
Let's see. I have got the lyrics pulled up for this song, While the Nations Rage, Rich Mullins. It's good. It says, why do the nations rage? Why do they plot and scheme? You know, their bullets can't stop the prayers we pray in the name of the Prince of Peace, you know?
That is good.
Rich Mullins is such a good songwriter, dude.
Yeah, he is.
Where are the nails that pierce his hands? Well, the nails have turned to rust. But behold the man, he is risen and he reigns in the hearts of the children, rising up in his name.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just the Lord in heaven laughs. He knows what is to come, while all of the chiefs of state plan their big attacks against His anointed one. You know,
that's good.
It's cool. He laughs. I like.
Yeah, and a lot of the lyrics in Take Over, like, are more about God coming and changing you, like coming searching you out, and making you more into. Of course, what you want is to be more like Him. So so you're asking Him to come and make you more like Him, but also to make the world more like Him is a good thing too. You know, I get that out of that when I listen to it.
Yeah. This last verse in the verse, like stanza of the song, I like this. It says, well, things may look bad and things may look grim, but all these things must pass except the things that are of Him.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a heavy hitter right there. Boom. All these things must pass except the things that are of Him.
Right.
That's true.
It's like the parable of the foundation, the guy who built his house on the sand.
Yeah.
And it falls in the storm.
It's so relevant today. I mean, it was relevant all the time, I think.
Right.
Like you said, the worst year in history was when there was like the bubonic plague and all that crap going on. Like, that was terrible.
Right.
So... And then here we are. Oh, it's terrible. But yeah, it's just like, yeah, all these things must pass.
Right.
Except Him. Yeah. Anyways, that's a new song segment.
Thank you guys for sending in songs.
You guys, yeah, you guys nailed it. And if you guys don't have some deep thing like these people had, if you just have something small, we've had people send in stuff that's just super simple. We love that as well. We love anything we can get. So you guys can send in your songs. Don't feel like you have to have some great revelation from God to send something in.
Right. So I think there's a lot of misconception about how time works. And this is going to be like he's telling me something about time? Like he knows anything? I don't. But
I'm glad we established that.
I don't. Just so you know, you can click away now. But like this... John Mark McMillan. I listened to John Mark McMillan, and he's got some lines in his songs that have really made me think. And I think that's what great songwriters do, is they make you think.
Absolutely.
And so one of the lines was, the future doesn't exist. It's a projected idea. And the past is nothing but context. It's not like a place you can go back to. And I really liked those, and I've been mulling them over in my head for a while. And then I was listening to the Screwtape Letters earlier today, and C.S. Lewis had a part where, if you haven't read the Screwtape Letters, it's like there's like this senior demon telling a younger demon how to tempt a follower of Christ. And each chapter is like a different thing, like there's different happenings, and here's what you gotta do now. It's basically Lewis kind of smuggling, here's what the devils are trying to do to you to get you away from God, you know. And it's a really interesting book. But the part they were talking about was just how we are in time. We have this expectation of the future to always be better. Like, oh, later it'll always be better. And that'll be a better time for me to start on this, for me to change this about myself, you know? And I think that's a really big trap that that is. And it leads to just disappointment and frustration because, like, oh, God, you should have done this for me. You let me down, you know? Like, in the future, it didn't happen, you know? When the truth is, the future is more, it doesn't really exist yet, you know? What happens becomes our frozen past, our context, you know? So I kind of wanted to call attention to that because I think that's more true. There's a lot of media about time travel, and I think it's a little unrealistic, but I don't know. Maybe wormholes will prove me wrong, and you guys can laugh at me. But anyway, I just think it's more of a trap to assume the future will be agreeable instead of praying for the virtue to meet hardship. You know, mm-hmm. If you look forward, like, you know what, stuff might be really bad tomorrow, but I've got God. I can get through it, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow, you know,
while the nations rage.
Right. So
what remain is of him, and we are of him.
Right. Keep your head up. And I just think that kind of helped me today. I was like, you know what, I need to be looking at my stuff differently. I need to be writing what I have been planning to write, you know? I need to pick up my guitar and write that song.
Yep.
And while I'm there, let's just praise, you know?
Yep.
No time like right now. And yeah. You hear that a lot, like, there's no time like right now. Start working out right now and all that. But there's really some great truth behind it.
Yeah.
You know? You got anything about that?
That's good. Yeah.
Cool.
As Nike once put it, Just do it.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of the Staying Christian Podcast.
Or listening. Yep.
Because
we value our original listeners. We love you guys.
Yeah, but you can always just hop over to YouTube.
Yeah.
What are you still doing? You know? What are you doing here? Go see our wonderful faces.
Yeah.
So we've got the YouTube channel now. We've got a Twitter.
Stay in Christian. Yeah.
We've got Instagram. We've got email.
Yeah, still not on Facebook. Yeah. So
I'm on Facebook, I guess.
Yeah.
So
don't
anyway,
follow Eli.
Thank you again for being here. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah. If you guys have any questions, comments, you guys can hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube.
Or you can email us.
Yeah. stayingchristian@gmail.com. If you guys like this, leave us a rating. Maybe subscribe.
It helps Gavin.
Maybe give us a thumbs up. It does actually help.
It really helps Gavin.
Because sometimes I will look at our numbers and I'll just get discouraged. I'm like, are we actually reaching anybody?
We actually looked at the numbers a minute ago and he was like, huh, I expected to be disappointed. So now these look really good.
So anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. We do appreciate you.
Yeah.
Hopefully this podcast encourages you. I'm Gavin.
I'm Eli.
Stay real.
Stay Christian.
Bye.
Bye. And then at dinner, my family used to say grace like every night, but now they kind of don't. I don't know why.
Same with mine, dude.
I could ask about it.
Something's happening.
Something's going on.
Did you know every nerve ending in your body ends in a little sprout that's shaped like tiny little J's? What does J stand for? Jesus.
Did you see where I was going with that?
Oh, no.
I thought you saw where I was going with that.
I did not. This one's not bad, honestly.
This one's dope.
Dope.
This track isn't feeling so bad. I really like how it's going like that.
Hey. He likes how it's going like that. He won't tell me how Jeff Hardy. Yeah. My mom, she came to bed and she said, here's a story for you. She pulled the book.
my favorite book.
Oh no, no. Oh, Eli, no. It was my favorite book. That's bad.